283.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
No bill's gonna kill my head. I got a bad case of loving you.
The doctor is in.
Thank goodness the doctor is in here before Halloween. He's not spooky. He's Dr. Batar. He only scares people who don't like health freedom.
Some people have accused me of being scary, Robert, so.
Yeah, well, you're big and intimidating. I think the only thing is when I see you and Ty look at each other, you guys are in a stare-down competition.
Ty just looks like a big, cuddly teddy bear to me.
Yeah, but, you know, he's so funny because when he goes out of town, he'll take pictures for the family that'll appear on Facebook, and he's always doing one pose where he's showing his big guns.
Yeah, I've seen him do that, too.
It's the bodybuilder in him, but we love him. We love him. So, anyway, being that the doctor is in here, and, of course, it is Advanced Medicine Monday, I thought we'd go right to the questions from listeners, and we have a good one relating to, I believe, endometriosis. A lot of females dealing with these problems. I've had to address it homeopathically for many years, and I thought, you know, this would be a good one to ask you. This comes from Brandon. He says he's done a lot of research on endometriosis because someone my mom knows has a surgery scheduled for it in about 5 days. They say laser surgery. But, you know, first and foremost, before we dive headlong into that, isn't it funny how often we'll get questions like, my friend's friend, my friend's mom is suffering from this, and it's sort of like, where's the mom or the actual person writing us and asking this question?
Yeah, this is a point that has often been brought up to me where, or become evident to me, I should say, when patients will tell me about their neighbor, their, you know, best friend, or even worse, their neighbor's best friend or something, you know, really distant, and they're trying to convince this person to come and see us in the clinic. And I have to tell people that, listen, I appreciate your effort. I appreciate your desire to want to enlighten this individual. But remember that, one, I'm not vested with that individual. I don't know who that individual is. Two, I'm vested with you. You're my patient. And three, by you getting stressed out because this other person isn't seeing the light, is not being conducive to you or to me because it's making my job harder because now I've got to deal with the adrenal issue that you're creating for yourself, you know, considering the fact that you're already sick. And in fact, this is the entire motivation behind writing that book. I mean, the first time somebody asked me about if I'd write a book, which, you know, was a decade before I actually wrote that book, but I got more and more frustrated with people. And these are people that have already achieved their own health goals, Robert.
Right.
So they've gotten better, and now they're, you know, like you said, off the air. Religious, it's almost like a religiosity, you know, they've formed a new religion.
Well, yeah, it's like a recent religious conversion. You get very passionate about it, and now you want to be very vocal about it and tell everybody what you know. And it isn't because necessarily you're trying to invade the space of other people, and you really want to help people.
You just want to share, that's right, you just want to share because you've seen something that actually works, you've seen the truth. I've often said to doctors that come to the training program, once you've seen the light, you cannot go back into the darkness. And so these people want to share the light with other people.
Exactly. So it's not like we're knocking those folks, but I do find it funny that I'll get that once they like hear us on the show or hear something new, and maybe they'll try it and find it works too. It'll even strengthen them more, which is great. But then suddenly they want to make everybody should see this, and it's like, I know when I first learned of these, some of these things like homeopathy, I was very excited about it, and I would tell people. And more often than not, my friends would say, yeah, whatever. Or even worse, they'd say, you know, get out of my face. I don't want to hear this. I don't need this. And suddenly you're going, why are these people rejecting it? It's like the greatest thing ever.
Right. And I think this is a point that the reason we're discussing this for the listeners is that the learning issue here is that you should not become stressed out. Mm-hmm. You should not become enamored to that point that it's going to affect your own health, where you are being bothered because X, Y, and Z individual is not doing what you would do because you are enlightened, because you have become aware, because you've become empowered with knowledge. Don't let that other individual's decision to go whichever way that they want to go mm-hmm. impact your own health. And that's where you really, really have to be careful, because there are so many people that have really allowed their own health to deteriorate. And it's not usually because of a neighbor or the neighbor's friend or whatever. It's usually because it's your spouse or it's your father or mother or it's one of your siblings. And they may not see the light, or maybe they don't understand. And to share information is one thing, but to allow it to, because of their lack of understanding, allowing that to bring your own health down, increasing your own adrenal stress and increasing your cortisol output and increasing the peripheral vascular resistance that your heart has to overcome, et cetera, it's not worth it.
No.
And in fact, that's one of the things you got to remember, that you cannot be a preacher in your own house. By definition, you can never preach in your own house. Buddha's quote that I actually have in my book, one of my favorite quotes, is that we should take every opportunity we can to preach and never open our mouths.
Mm-hmm.
So live the right life, and then if you want to give somebody a resource, then give them something that the reason I wrote the book, I mean, I'm not saying that you should give my book, although that's a perfect plug.
I'm saying give Dr. Batar's book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. And Brandon, that's for you too, for the woman that you're worried about here. You know, you say you have someone, my mom knows. Well, give this to your mom. If your mom wants to pass it on to them, then they'll read about it. But, I you know, how are you going to tell somebody not to go into surgery? I mean, even if it's the right thing to say. You know, because they're a friend of a friend of a friend. I mean, it's a nice sentiment, but it really can confuse folks, and you just want them to be where they need to be.
Right, and over here she even says, you know, to treat the pain, several herbs are said to be effective, which most sites don't really name, and then she goes into listing a couple of these different components. But this is a friend of somebody that your mom knows, and you know, exactly. How are you going to convince them about surgery? How are you going to convince them to take a bunch of herbs? How are you going to convince them? In fact, you absolutely should not be trying to convince anybody, because then you are going to end up, if the person has a negative outcome, you're going to be the person who's blamed for it if you were the one who was encouraging them to do something else.
Sure. You take on a burden you didn't really need, even though you felt like you were helping. And I always joke about this. Super Don likes it when I do that. It's like you're taking the little old lady across the street. She's beating you with her umbrella the whole time because
right.
you're not listening to say, hey, she doesn't want to go to the other side of the street.
Right. Exactly. That's a great, great point. Even though this is not the question
mm-hmm.
of the email that was sent to us, that's not the question that they were asking. They were asking us about how to deal with endometriosis. I think that, Robert, we can probably say this very simply. It comes down to detoxification, and then secondarily, usually people that end up having an issue such as endometriosis or dysfunctional bleeding or erratic cycles, this is a much greater problem than what it appears on the surface, and to try to take care of the symptom of the erratic cycle or the bleeding or the endometriosis, the pain, etc., is not the smart way of dealing with this. This is actually an indication of a significant hormonal imbalance.
Yes.
And there's luteinizing hormone, follicle stimulating hormone, estrogen and progesterone, the four major female hormones, and they are basically really out of whack when you start seeing these issues.
Sure.
And we have treated effectively endometriosis in at least a dozen and a half patients that come to mind immediately,
mm-hmm.
Mostly with just exactly that philosophy that I just said. We detoxified them. We ended up helping them to regain their hormonal balance, but the hormonal balance is first achieved by dealing with their gut and their liver. Once you get the gut and the liver straight, then they can actually help to start converting their own hormones the correct way. meaning that the precursor of all hormones is cholesterol, and it ends up going through these intermediaries, thousands and thousands and thousands upon thousands of intermediaries before it finally ends up to the progesterone or the estrogen. People tend to forget that. And it's those intermediaries and their negative inhibitory feedback loop. In fact, chapter 11 in my book talks specifically about the negative inhibitory feedback loop dealing with these hormonal cycles. They become impeded, and we want to open those pathways up. And we use basically progesterone as a balancing agent, not the oral progesterone and not the progestin, the synthetics, but the naturally occurring progesterone, which is a precursor of testosterone and estrogen, mm-hmm. and giving the body what it needs to be able to convert those hormones into the right intermediaries, et cetera, and go down the whole cascade, which is very mineral dependent for the various enzymatic cofactors, the metabolic pathways that are necessary for these intermediaries to be translated into the next phase and then eventually into the end hormone that the body needs. So again, it's not as simple of an issue, but certainly the principles are the same. Detoxification.
Well, assimilation, digestive function, the things you mentioned, it's like, I was going to say, does anybody out there that listens to the Medical Rewind each week recognize this pattern? You know, no matter what disease, female, male specific, doesn't matter. The baseline is the terrain, the environment, the milieu. We've got to correct it, all of those functions. Otherwise, we're chasing symptoms. And even with the surgeons of the female realm, all they do is deal with end-stage symptoms. And in this case, you know, Brandon's worried about this, you know, mom's friend who happens to be evidently in her mid or late 30s. I mean, she's now poised to go into surgery. She doesn't want her uterus removed. And I'm like, well, then don't go to a surgeon, because that's what they do. They remove right. your body parts. You know, occasionally they'll say, well, just get that little, you know, tissue that's abnormal. But more often than not, once they're in there, they say, oh, sorry, we got your ovaries too. You know, we slipped and we got your ovaries too. I'm just like, wait a second. This is not, let's say, health restoring. This is butchery at last stages. And correction does not mean going into the surgeon. It's not like you're going in to fix a broken bone. This is a whole right. lot different.
Yeah, this is a good point, because surgery, most surgeries are very simplistic in that something is being removed. It is not going in there to fix something. Like a trauma surgeon goes in and fix a ruptured
right.
organ, or, you know, repairs a broken blood vessel or something like that. But when you go in for these type of surgeries, they are going in with one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to remove an organ or a certain component of the body. So you have to be aware of that component right there, and then by the mere fact you're going to remove something, remember that your body needed it for some reason. That's the reason the ultimate engineer put it there in the first place. That is a good point to remember. But the recurring pattern, Robert, that you mentioned, it's actually well established in the three foundations of health in my book that we start everything from, which is the premise of every approach that we take with any of our patients. And that
well,
first
hold
one
on.
Is
we're going to give those three when we come back from this break, especially for our new listeners. Give them time to write it down. Get a pencil and paper ready, because we got those three foundations coming up. Plus, religious freedom. We talk about freedom all the time here, in fact, but there's some things about attacks on your freedom of religion as it comes to your health. Stand by. Robert Scabell and Dr. Rasha Bitar back after this.
The Robert Scott. Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Advanced Medicine Monday continues here. Dr. Roger Bitar, author of the international best-selling book, The Nine Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, and he was just referring to three foundations before we had to take a break here, that kind of are platform that you want to start at before you leap into the healing abyss, which we try to fill in that abyss for you here each week. And so starting back for especially our new listeners, Dr. Bitar, going through those three foundations.
Well, the three foundations, Robert, which is the three foundations of health, which is really the foundation upon which the nine steps to keep the doctor away is built. Those three foundations are, first and foremost, systemic detoxification. The second step is immune modulation, and I'll talk about that in a second. And then the third step, or the third foundation, is the physiological optimization. So in this particular case, that systemic detoxification, that first foundation, is crucial and is intuitively obvious why it's crucial, as is the third one, which is the physiological optimization. That's why we were talking about the minerals that are important, necessary for the intermediaries to be able to convert it to the next step so that the ultimate hormone that's needed by the body is finally created. But that second foundation, the immune modulation, may not be as intuitive how it would be applicable to endometriosis. And so let me spend a few seconds, Robert, to talk about that portion, because even though it's not necessarily an infectious process, it is an inflammatory cascade. Endometriosis is an inflammatory process. And so there is an immune response that the body is going into a hyper attenuated type of response where it's having to compensate. It's being stretched in both different directions, and so the body is thrown off balance. And so the response is this inflammatory cascade that can cause damage to other organs, and then in a way endometriosis actually grows. It's kind of like a weed, if you will, and it's not really a weed, or it's not a component, it's actually your own cells that are inflamed, and the change, the inflammatory cascade that's been initiated, that change continues to spread. And in some scenarios, it would be kind of like a cancer where it's kind of spreading, but it's not spreading. It's not the same as cancer where it's metastatic or anything like that. So don't get that. I don't want anybody to get misunderstand what I'm trying to say here.
Sure.
But the basic foundations, that systemic detoxification, you have to clean up the system to allow the system to work. The second one, the immune modulation, you have to help the immune system to relax in this particular case because it's a hyperimmune response that's causing that inflammatory cascade. And then the third one is that physiological optimization. Give it whatever it needs in order for the system to become balanced, which is the minerals, and the progesterone is a very, very important part because it helps to reestablish the entire normal endometrial lining. For example, a person that's having too many cycles or having too many, the bleeding, the hemorrhaging is too frequent, it's not balanced, they basically need a chemical DNC. DNC is dilatation curettage, which is a surgical procedure. They go in, they scrape the lining of the endometrium, and the thought process is to stimulate new growth. Well, here you can do that actually chemically by giving the body progesterone, because progesterone, when you increase the progesterone to a certain level, there's a whole cascade that occurs in the body when the hormone levels change, and the body sees that as the ending of a cycle, and as the progesterone levels go up and then are pulled off, it causes a chemical DNC where the endometrial lining gets sloughed off, and then that's where the menstrual cycle starts, and there's bleeding, and there's tissue, old tissue is removed, the new lining comes in, and then the next 28 to 30 day cycle begins. Well, you can actually do that by taking more progesterone at a certain point. Again, this is not something you can just do on your own. This is something that you need an experienced clinician that can help you go through this process, and then use the progesterone to cause this essentially a dilatation curettage, and then you get the new lining in. This is a way of stimulating the new lining to grow, Robert. That's basically what it comes down to.
Indeed, and I actually had talked to a woman recently who had contacted me for help, who was postmenopausal, at least 9 months out of the cessation of the cycles, and she had started with a breakthrough bleeding and had been bleeding straight for about 2 weeks. And so there are a lot of things related to general terrain toxicity, immune modulation, inflammation, tissue, all of these things that you said right there in concert. And, of course, it's not enough to just go in and start, taking tissue out at that point. You got to really realize what is going on. So this is indeed why I want people to read the 9 steps to keep you, to keep the doctor away, to keep you healthy, I wanted to say here. Anyway, we got to take a break. You're listening to Advanced Medicine Monday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We do have some questions coming in. I want to give you an update on autism one next year, because Dr. Batar and I have been invited, and I'm really thrilled. Dr. Batar is going to be giving a keynote there as well. We'll talk a little bit about that, as well as your religious freedom to heal as you see fit, and, of course, the statement from some doctors to say that you can still die of the flu even if you have a good immune system. Bizarre stuff going on. We're going to cover it. Stand by. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine Monday, with Dr. Rashid Batar.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, we often talk a lot of spiritual healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show in a non-denominational way because, you know, we believe from that standpoint that this is creation. We're all a part of it. And however you describe it may be different from one another, but these same basic laws or principles apply. And if you're a healer, you don't limit yourself to healing only those who have the same identical belief as you, or you wouldn't go into healing. At least that's my opinion, Dr. Bitar. I mean, that's kind of a starting point anyway.
Robert, I totally agree. In fact, I think that we've discussed this previously on shows where we've talked about what it actually means to heal a person or what it actually means to be a physician. And the word means, I think in Greek, isn't it, that it means to teach?
Yeah, teacher is the big kind of root of this concept of physician and doctor. It's a teacher more than anything else.
Exactly. And to teach, when you teach somebody, and especially when it comes to a person's health, there's so many components that affect a person's health that you have to deal with the spiritual and the emotional and the psychological. And in fact, on the toxicity spectrum, in my 7 toxicity philosophy, the 5th toxicity is emotional, psychological, and the 7th toxicity is spiritual. So 2 out of the 7 toxicities are actually to do with how a person thinks or feels. Mm-hmm. And so you cannot actually be an effective healer if you are not addressing the emotional, psychological, spiritual component.
But isn't it true in allopathic Western medicine, they kind of give that short shrift, if they give it any shrift at all, you know, because it's only about the machine. It's physiology, even though there's so much knowledge, even in the scientific realm, to say there's more to life than just molecules or you know, just like, or just a bunch of chemical stuff thrown together, randomly strewn about, and who knew how, because we could have been monkeys on a typewriter that created us.
You know, Robert, this is one of the greatest frustrations for me in medicine, and this is one reason that I don't even like to admit that I'm a doctor in public, because of the inadequacy of the medical profession to deal with this very, very crucial component. In fact, you and I have talked on the air, off the air. You've heard this at the advanced medicine seminars. I have said it, oh, if I've said it once, I've said it a million times, that you cannot, in my opinion, in based upon my 22 years of being a physician now and having seen and treated cancer patients for even beyond that, even when I was in medical school and as a intern resident, and then before that as a medical student doing my clinical rotations, having seen patients with cancer, I can tell you that unless you deal with the emotional, psychological, spiritual issue underlying that pathology, you will never, ever conclusively, effectively deal with that patient and their disease process. Cancer is an emotional issue. Mm-hmm. And I have never yet seen a cancer patient that did not have some deep-seated trauma, even though, unbeknownst to me, for a year, 2 years treating the patient, I had no idea that they had this deep-seated trauma. But there is something that has to have happened in their life that created this issue. One of the first things I tell all my cancer patients is that you no longer have a luxury of having any anger or bitterness against any other person, living or non-living, anymore. You can't harbor that negative ill will towards anybody now. You have to systemically forgive every single person, dead or alive. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the person died 20 years ago. You have to now forgive them for whatever wrong you have felt that person has done to you. This is completely an emotional, psychological, spiritual issue, and modern medicine never even gives it even 1% of attention, and yet it's the vast ideological component of cancer. In my opinion, that's where it all starts from.
So you're saying that none of your years of residency, learning to be a doctor before you get your, you know, license to go out and do your thing, is involving this kind of concept of emotion sources to physiological diseases?
Nothing, unless you do a 1-month elective rotation in psychiatry, and even then they talk about the drugs to give people for depression.
Right.
And they don't talk about how to deal with this type of issue. They don't talk about, you know, the emotional component, how it's affecting the body and then manifesting itself into chronic disease. Nobody talks about that. And this is the greatest reason that modern medicine has fallen deep into this pit, and it's continuing to go down, because nobody has tried to even understand, or very few people, I should say, have tried to understand. There are doctors that have addressed this, like Hammer. You and I have talked about Hammer, who was an oncologist,
right,
who lost his own son and then his wife, and realize that the emotional turmoil of having to deal with the significant loss as a loss of your own child or a loss of your wife is actually what contributes a lot of this process to cancer. He lost his son, his wife got cancer, from what I remember, right, if I remember correctly, then she died, and then he developed cancer after dealing with the turmoil of his son and his wife dying. And his book, or his books, his works, have been followed now by thousands upon thousands of people, and there's tens of thousands of cases where they have documented remissions of people with full stage disease. And from what I understand, he's wanted for murder in 3 or 4 different countries now, because apparently from these tens and tens of thousands of cases with documented remission, like 60 or 70 patients actually died. And so they're saying that it's because of him that they died, because of the information that he wrote in this book. So they want him for murder in a couple of countries. Forget about all the tens of thousands of documented cases of people going into remission, though. Nobody gives him credit for that.
Well, and of course, where are all the folks that die of traditional oncological treatments, chemo, radiation, surgery, and where is the persecution of those doctors? It doesn't exist because it's a religion. It's not a science anymore. Case in point, the bizarre statements coming out of modern medicine. I mean, you said something so profound, and I know we've covered it before. I just want to reiterate this concept of systemic forgiveness. Somebody might say that's radical. Well, call it that. Call it systemic radical forgiveness instead of radical surgery that can kill you. This can heal you. Systemic forgiveness. I love that. For people living or dead, doesn't matter. Forgive them, and then you can move on to your healing and allow that to happen. And, of course, when you get modern medicine saying, well, look, you can be perfectly healthy and your immune system is intact, you can still get cancer. Or you can die of the flu even if you're perfectly healthy. I mean, this is the kind of nonsense that parades as science in modern medicine.
And people are actually spending money, and, you know, this kind of brings up the pink ribbon concept we've talked about before, or the various nonprofit organizations that are the most profitable organizations anywhere. The American Cancer Society, the National Cancer Institute, nonprofit organizations. Yet they're posting $875 million in profits after paying out for all the research and all the other nonsense that they're doing. The most important thing, the environmental issues and the nutritional issues, and they may get, if anything, 0.1% of that money, but nobody else wants to even give it any attention. Everybody's right. Talking about a new drug, new chemo, new radiation, low dose, high dose, concomitant, you know, and whatever they're doing. It's all nonsense.
Yeah, well, it is. I mean, you got this healthfinder.gov story today, because the flu can kill even healthy children, study finds. So that, you know, even if you think I'm making it up, no, it's right there at healthfinder.duh. Unvaccinated kids are at greater risk. And this kind of belies all of the things we've covered, including the Cochrane Collaboration acknowledgement that there's no reduction in mortality, much less actual manifestations of flu, and all of the side effects, if you can call them that, or adverse events that are listed as potential of flu vaccination, are identical to flu or worse than, if you want to say, well, it's not really the flu, well, it mimics it and you die. What the hell does it matter? But the point is here they're trying to sell these parents on giving their healthy children in vaccinations, which will make them less healthy.
And they're trying to do that by making parents feel guilty. And then there were a couple of other stories that you posted too, Robert, where they've got medical groups or groups of doctors now that are talking about the importance of overriding religious beliefs so that children can, so, under the pretense of protection, so that children can be protected. And I'm talking specifically of the study that came out in Fox News about pediatricians and child abuse agencies should step in when parents' religious beliefs keep kids from getting necessary medical care, doctors said Monday. Now, to me, this is unbelievable. They don't talk about the fact that all the studies that have been done to show how vaccinations don't work, and the one that we covered about a month ago, Robert, that showed that, in fact, taking a flu vaccine had shown no conclusive improvement in the person's ability to prevent getting flu. And then, in fact, the other study that we talked about where they said that they don't even know whether people who had the flu actually even had the flu. It wasn't even sure whether they had the flu, because any kind of common cold or any type of upper respiratory type infection during the winter months or during the fall season or early spring season is attributed to the flu. So these are things that they don't talk about, and yet they're saying that, oh, we need to stop parents from using the religious belief and keep kids from getting, and this is the part that I love the most, necessary medical care. What is so necessary about sticking a vaccine in a child that is laced with all sorts of poisons? What is necessary about that?
Yeah, well, that's the question. Necessity, interestingly enough, and this goes for politics as well, basically it trumps what we call any rule of law. You know, in other words, if we say it's necessary, then we have the obligation to violate your rights, because, hey, it's necessary. So it knows no law when you have what they call rule of necessity. And that's the way they trump your freedoms, to say, well, listen, if you don't, you're going to die. Everybody's going to die, even if it's not a validated scientific statement and it's more religious in nature. And, of course, that's what we're seeing here with these claims of, come on, what universe do these doctors live in to say that you can have a perfectly healthy immune system and have cancer?
Yeah, and I've had patients tell me that they've talked to their oncologists. This has not been recently, because there's more and more talk now about stimulating the immune system in the current last 3 or 4 years cancer research. But 5, 6, 7 years ago, Robert, I had this happen a number of times where the patients told me that after talking to their oncologist about the technique that we'd be using stimulating the immune system, the response from the oncologist was, what's that got to do with your cancer?
Right. Isn't that amazing? But that's they live in this alternate universe from the rest of life itself, and yet they've been elevated to the demigod status, which, again, I come back to why you wrote the book, The Nine Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, because these are the doctors that are the most dangerous people of almost any profession, because it's not like they're coming out with, you don't have the idea that they're intending to hurt you, and I'm not even saying that they are intending to do that, but the reality is they have tools, and they've been granted this license to do things that anybody else would be brought up on criminal charges.
Exactly. This component, this very study, the one that was in Fox News, pediatricians and child abuse agencies should step in when parents with religious beliefs keep kids from getting necessary medical care, doctors say. This is completely violating the freedom of religion,
mm-hmm.
freedom of choice. I mean, everything the Constitution is based on. Who is going to look out for your best investment? Your stockbroker or you? Obviously you. Who's going to look out for your best interest when it comes to your children? You or the government? It's the freaking government that allowed the autism epidemic to start in the first place. So now you're going to give them more leeway,
exactly.
Give them more of a leash and say, okay, yeah, you know what? You've done enough to increase the cancer epidemic, the cardiovascular disease epidemic, where patients are now having myocardial infarctions at the age of 28 and 30, which has never been seen before. But again, 10 years back, I said that because of this...
Well, because of this, it's break time. Hold on. Dr. Bitar, you're on a roll. We got to take a break here. We're going to find out what he said 10 years ago, and we'll go more into the autism epidemic as well. Stand by. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave her not the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
There is a single botanical that contains all the vitamins, minerals, amino and omega fatty acids necessary for optimal health. Moringa oleifera, a tree conveyed from the mind of God to the hands of man. Recognized by the National Institutes of Health as the Botanical of the Year for 2007, praised again in 2011 and 2012, valued worldwide for its ability to treat over 300 diseases. One major reason that disease is so pervasive is that we aren't getting proper nutrition from our food. Moringa provides nutrient values that simply do not exist in the food chain. But not all Moringa products are created equal. Zija's Moringa products are pristine, shade-dried, bioavailable, organic, and not genetically modified. To obtain optimal health through superfood nutrition while working personally with Ty Bollinger and his team of research scientists and medical doctors, visit MoringaMagicTeam.com or call Ty at 281-509-9799, 281-509-9799.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. After more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, cliffhanger alert. We went right to the edge of the break there, and I had to cut in. Sorry about that, Dr. Pitar. But you were on a roll. I'm telling you, I love it when the passion comes through, when you start going, the freaking doctors, give them more power. What are you, nuts? It's so accurate, so well said. And now, what did you predict 10 years ago?
Well, actually, I was thinking about it during the break, Robert. It's actually more like 14 years ago at a conference where there was some discussion regarding the incidence of spirochete infections, Lyme's disease, in children with autism. I made a comment that actually Garth Nicholson was who used to be the head of the MD Anderson's laboratory section and had just done a study, and the study had talked about the incidence of mycoplasma seen in autistic patients, or was getting ready to do a study, I should say, about that. And I was asked if we tested for these various types of infectious processes in our autistic patients. And I commented that why would I spend the money that's necessary to do this testing on these children when they're going to be filled with, they're going to be accessible with all these different types of infections because their immune systems have been compromised. Again, in the seven toxicity philosophy, this would be the third toxicity, the opportunistics. Their immune systems have already been suppressed because of the heavy metals and the persistent organic pollutants, so their systems become susceptible to these opportunistic components, the opportunistic components between fungi, yeast, bacteria, spirochetes, mycoplasma, etc. Well, Garth Nicholson ended up doing the study and published it, and sure enough, there was about a 60% incidence of mycoplasma. Since then, a number of other people have done studies, and they're saying anywhere between 60 and 80% infectious rate in children with autism with these various types of substances, the brucelliosis, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the point that I'm making when I bring this up is that we have to understand that when we introduce a foreign substance such as a vaccine, which has DNA adducts from other species, that has preservatives that are actually toxic substances such as heavy metals like mercury, for example, and fluoride and nickel and some of these other components. And then you have various other components in vaccines that we have no idea how they impact our own immune system, but we know that they shouldn't be naturally found within our bodies. These are proteins from chickens, from dogs, monkey kidneys, etc., etc. In fact, I think you saw my son talking about a list of all these components. He saw on a little card that talks about all the different additives inside of vaccines. We played that at an advanced medicine seminar.
Right.
Now, the point being, when we introduce all these things into children, when their immune systems aren't even intact yet, what are the implications 10, 20, 30 years down the line? Well, we're seeing it now. 12, 14 years ago, I said, you wait, and you're going to see a higher incidence of cancer and a higher incidence of heart disease in the younger patient population, and I'm going to directly attribute that to the vaccines. Well, we are seeing it now.
Yeah, exactly, and that was prescient. I wish the warning was heeded by so many that didn't, and of course, now we're in this disastrous situation. Not one, but millions, perhaps, canaries in the coal mine now, these kids that were hammered by well, the generational decline due to increasing levels of vaccination, of course, increasing use of antibiotics, increasing use of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, additives, you name it, plus now GMOs. Everything compounds everything. So if we're going to undo this, we got to go back. That's why we talk about the three toxicities as well, the nine steps, everything we keep reiterating, because we'll never be able to say it often enough. And, you know, occasionally we'll raise our voices, we'll whisper them too, however you got to receive it and get the message out. It isn't for you necessarily to convince your neighbor, but it is there for you to become the living example so that when they're ready, your neighbor or your mom's friend, they'll come to you and ask the question, you'll be ready with the answers. And that's a great place to be, and that's what we're helping you to do each week. So, Dr. Bitar, before we wrap up today, I want to give a heads up to the places you are going to be. I do have the link to the seminar that Jim Hauber's hosting in Bremen, Georgia. Liam Sheff's going to be there. You're going to be there right before I arrive, but I think it's like November 6th, 7th, and 8th in Georgia there with Jim Hauber.
I'm going to be there on the 8th, yes.
You'll be there on the 8th. Okay, so we'll be crossing paths in Atlanta. I'll be at the Weston Price Foundation's 8th, 9th, and 10th in Atlanta. You're headed to Dallas right after that event, right on the 9th?
Correct.
And when is the big event back in Vancouver?
That is scheduled for December the 14th.
December 14th. So keep an eye. We'll have it linked here as soon as I have that confirmation. I know you've got it. And check it out in the links in the notes at robertscottbell.com. Also, remember, these programs broadcast the easiest access at medicalrewind.com. Of course, naturalnewsradio.com, GCN, all of these availabilities, including iTunes for you. Spread the word that way. Therefore, the mom's friend, Brandon, could listen to the show we just talked about, and she can learn when she's ready. So, how cool is that, Dr. Bitar? We're done for this week. And I already can't wait till next one. And
it seems fast that we go through an hour that fast.
It does. It's a blitzkrieg of information in a good way, because it provides healing, because we're reminding you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.